the rest of the story. Time magazine, under the heading of National Affairs, under the subheading of Heroes, named a heroine, a young woman, awarded the Medal of Freedom, a lady they called Joey. Joey was, in fact, Mrs. Josefina Guerrero of Manila, a former society belle in her native country. During World War II, Joey was a spy on our side, and she was the best. I mean, for all of the secret maps and messages she carried back and forth across enemy lines, she was never apprehended. She was never searched, not even once. How Joey was able to achieve her remarkable wartime record is the rest of the story. Josefina Guerrero was the toast of Manila. She was young and pretty, vivacious. Her husband was a wealthy medical student at Santo Tomas University. Everything was going her way, and then came the war. After the Japanese invaded the Philippines, Josefina joined her friends and other young matrons of Manila, and together they worked to help the internees and help the United States prisoners of war, bringing them food and clothing, medicine and messages. When the Americans landed on Leyte, Josefina offered to become a spy. She had already gained valuable experience in the Manilan underground. She would be the best spy that the Americans ever had, she said. And we, smiling at her youthful enthusiasm, agreed. On her first mission, she mapped the waterfront fortifications of the Japanese and the locations of enemy aircraft batteries. Armed with nothing more than a sketchbook and a pencil, she prowled the restricted areas, recording all that she saw. From Josefina's drawings, American planes were able to pinpoint their targets. The success of this and of subsequent missions earned to Josefina the respect of her allies, brought her an affectionate nickname, Joey. Joey, it seemed, could do no wrong in the pursuit of espionage. Because of her conspicuous bravery, many near impossible tasks were accomplished in the line of duty. One mission took her through 56 miles of Japanese encampments and checkpoints and freshly sown minefields. With a top secret map taped to her back, she trudged those 56 miles on foot. For 3 years, Joey continued her cloak-and-dagger career. And then one day the war was over, and with it ended Joey's job as a spy. A grateful U.S. War Department awarded her the Medal of Freedom with Silver Palm for having saved untold American lives. Visiting the United States, Joey was presented with a Catholic medallion from then-Francis Cardinal Spellman for her valorous and heroic actions. But if there was one testimony to her ultimate success in espionage, it was that she lived to tell about it. For you see, Joey, Josefina Guerrero, was never caught. Stopped many times by suspicious Japanese, but never apprehended, never even searched. For Joey had a secret weapon, an unconditional insurance policy to which any other spy would be unlikely to subscribe. It was an impenetrable barrier, if you will, an unfailing deterrent to those who would detain her, and nobody dared search her. Conspicuously, very obviously, Joey had leprosy. Now you know the rest of the story.